The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Mike Litterst is with the National Park Service and he's a frequent guest of WMAL. And he's the perfect guy to be speaking to today because, Mike, we've got these July 4th ceremonies tomorrow, and you've got all sorts of info on how people can be ready to watch one of the coolest firework performances in the entire country. Mike, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Mary. My pleasure.
So right out the gate, this is the big event is going to happen on the National Mall, and where can people see the fireworks? It sounds like pretty much anywhere.
I was going to say, pretty much anywhere in the downtown area of, you know, Virginia, suburbs across the river is good viewing for the fireworks. Of course, the prime viewing area, the real estate that people start staking out tomorrow morning is right there on the National Mall. You get the backdrop of the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial with the fireworks bursting above. There's no better place to be in America tomorrow than on the Mall.
If you're patriotic and or crazy enough to get there early, what time is early arrival appropriate to get the best viewing?
The gates open at 10 o'clock, and there will be people there lining up before that to get in, you know, to spread their blankets and get their preferred viewing location. So, you know, anytime from 10 o'clock on. Obviously, later in the afternoon, starting 4 or 5 o'clock, is really when the crowd starts to pick up.
A lot of these big events, I look at like places like Times Square when they have the ball drop, there's always like these famous stories that nobody can use the bathroom for many hours in a row because they've been waiting there. What's the situation tomorrow with facilities if you're going to show up and just sort of wait all day for the fireworks?
We've got plenty of facilities in place for folks. We've got porta-johns, 300-plus porta-johns stretched for that 2 miles or so between the Capitol and the Lincoln Memorial. Our food kiosks will be open. We do, for folks that are going to be out there all day, you know, the weather forecast hit it. It's going to be in the low 90s and heat index above that. Make sure you take care of yourself, hydrate, get enough to eat. Make sure that you don't spend all that time out in the sun and then have to leave before the big show hits at 9 o'clock.
Now, people will have to go through security, obviously. They have to have their bags checked and all their belongings checked. Are there certain things that are on the don't bring it list because you're going to regret it if you bring it?
There are, and this is nothing new. Longtime residents or attendees of events on the Mall will recognize the screening facilities and the list of prohibited items. Sort of the main things that we're looking for, no alcohol. No glass containers, alcohol or otherwise, no grills, no personal fireworks. Leave that to the professionals at 9:09. And something that I think folks are finally getting used to but always bears repeating, all of Washington is a no-drone zone. So, you know, leave those gadgets at home and resist the urge to try and get a good shot of the crowd or the fireworks.
There's some concern about the weather tomorrow night and whether or not it will pose an issue for the fireworks show. And our understanding is that if it does, that there's a rain delay for the 5th?
There is not a rain date. We'll do it tomorrow one way or another.
Oh, I see.
We'll cancel the show. We do have latitude for how late we can go. If the conditions won't allow us to go at 9:09, we've got some time built in there. We can delay it, let that weather pass, and get the show in. Keeping a mindful eye on Metro's closing time, of course.
You know, one thing now, when we go to events like this where there's gatherings of large people, is I think people are always on the lookout. There's always a concern about terrorism. Any credible threats as of now? Last thing I heard, there were no credible threats that we had to worry about.
That is correct. There are no credible threats against this event. But, of course, the U.S. Park Police and all of their federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies are continuing to monitor the threat level, not only through tomorrow, but of course beyond. But we have a robust plan in place to make sure that everyone who comes down has not only an enjoyable but a safe 4th of July.
How far into the city will you be able to get with a car tomorrow?
There are, of course, a wide variety of closures. The National Park Service closures, all of the mall streets, Madison Drive, Jefferson Drive, the cross streets are all closed. Constitution Avenue between 14th and 23rd Street will be closed. That's for the National Independence Day Parade, and a lot of those bordering streets from the Capitol down to the Lincoln Memorial are closed as well. We have the full listing of street closures and map on the event website, nps.gov/FOJU for 4th of July.
Will people see anything different security-wise this 4th of July that they haven't seen in the past?
For visitors who are attending, they won't notice anything different likely that they've seen from the inauguration or previous 4th of July or other large events that take place on the mall. You know, we are certainly keeping an eye on other events that have taken place around the world, vehicle attacks. We're aware of those as a potential threat. We've got the planning this year takes measures against them. But for the most part, other than the screening that folks have to go through to get on the grounds of the mall, they shouldn't notice anything different.
All right, Mike Litters, thank you very much for getting us set up, and have a great Independence Day. I appreciate that, and we'll have a great fireworks show hopefully tomorrow night.
Thanks, Vince. Thanks, Mary.
Happy 4th.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.